You are Locked On Grizzlies, your daily Memphis Grizzlies podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome into the Locked On Grizzlies podcast. As always, I'm your host, Mark King. Another Tuesday edition of the show today. The Grizzlies, our news broke yesterday between the Grizzlies and the Utah Jazz that trade talks were intensifying again from Tony Jones of The Athletic. So no better day to get into all the Mike Conley trades. I've got three or four trades that I like today, some of my favorite ones that I think the Grizzlies should do. And then we also have trades from you guys, from Twitter, from the Reddit subreddit Memphis Grizzlies. So we'll take all those. I've compiled them into, I think, five that I picked that are probably realistic, and we'll talk about why they may or may not happen. So today is all about Mike Conley and some trades and what they might be able to get for Mike Conley and some of my favorite ones. But before we get to all that, make sure you go subscribe to the Locked On Grizzlies podcast wherever you get your podcast from: Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify, Apple iTunes, wherever you get their podcast from. Go make sure you subscribe to the Locked On Grizzlies podcast so you don't miss an episode. Also, if you have a minute, please go rate and review the podcast in Apple iTunes. It really helps the show, really helps our ranking. So if you have a minute, please go over there and do that. Let's get right into it. Three or four trades we're going to talk about that the Grizzlies should be able to get done that I like the best. And I think we'll probably start from least likely or my least favorite to my most favorite. So this, we'll just start with the report that came out yesterday from Tony Jones of The Athletic that talks were intensifying between the Grizzlies and the Jazz. As you remember, the Jazz were the team that was highly motivated to get into trade talks earlier in the year, but now nothing ever happened, and now they're talking again. One big thing that's probably different about then than now is that Rubio is no longer a player for the Utah Jazz. He's a free agent, so they can't include him in any trades. So also with Derek Favors, another component to that trade that was reported earlier in the year, he also can't be included in any trade as well, unless they guarantee his contract next year for $18 million. So if you're thinking that you see the word non-guaranteed or anything like that thrown out there on social media, and you think that maybe they can trade for Derek Favors, immediately cut him and save $18 million, that's not how it works. They will have to guarantee his trade before they can put him into a trade with another team. So keep that in mind when you're looking at Grizzlies for Jazz players. So once they either have to guarantee Favors, they could also guarantee a few other players. Probably the most likely or probably the best trade from them. And again, now that Rubio, the expiring, has basically come off the books, I don't like this trade as much as I did before, but someone like Joe Ingles or Jay Crowder, Grayson Allen, and the number 23 pick. Why does Utah do this? Utah does this obviously just for Mike Conley, but why do the Grizzlies do this? Excuse me. The Grizzlies can do this for Jay Crowder if they just want to have Jay Crowder or Joe Ingles on the team. Joe Ingles is a very, very good player on a very good contract. They're obviously going to do this for Grayson Allen, the prospect, and the 23rd pick in the draft. I'm not high on Grayson Allen, and it's also a early 20s pick with not a great draft. So I think this is a deal that realistically could get done. They would probably have to wait, I believe, until a certain date, where they either have to also open up cap space via renouncing Ricky Rubio's rights. They'd also have to non-guarantee Derek Favors to probably get a lot of the cap space to be able to trade Mike Conley into. But again, the Grizzlies are going, they would be getting a pick here, getting a prospect, getting someone like Joe Ingles. If Utah wanted to part with Joe Ingles, which I think it would be highly suspect right now if they wanted to part with him, I think they'd be more apt to include Jay Crowder in that deal and not Joe Ingles. That's what, you know, would be concerning for Utah. If they did include Joe Ingles for that, you could probably, maybe get a third team involved and ship Joe Ingles to a third team for more assets, or just have him until the trade deadline. Again, he's a very good player on a very, very good contract, and you can probably move him as a future asset for more assets going, you know, down the line towards a more towards a trade deadline in next year's season. So that would be the probably even with Jay Crowder, you could probably do the same thing with him. He would not be as good an asset as Joe Ingles, but you could probably still do the same thing. So if you're thinking Grayson Allen's not going to be not really doing it for you, 23rd picks not really doing it for you, those are just okay assets. Again, that would be with Joe Ingles or Jay Crowder, you'd probably try to be looking to move those guys in the future. Next trade would be Grizzlies getting Nicholas Batum from the Charlotte Hornets, Miles Bridges, and the number 12 pick. I really like this trade. This is a trade that we talked about during this season. I thought would be good for the Grizzlies and be good for Charlotte. This is obviously only works if Kemba isn't coming back. If Kemba Walker's coming back to the Charlotte Hornets, then it doesn't matter. They don't need a point guard. They have a point guard. So if they have any inclination that that Kemba isn't going to come back, this is when they start to do that deal. For the Grizzlies, they get Nicholas Batum. Is terrible contract. It's like a $23, $24 million contract. That's obviously what lets them complete this trade. And they also get, but they also get the young prospect in Miles Bridges, who I'm a huge fan of. As you know, if you listened to this show before, you know that I like Miles Bridges. He would be a good fit in the Grizzlies organization alongside their young core. And you also get a lottery pick in this draft as well. Who have, again, it's not a great draft, but I still think there are going to be players, as they always are. There are players in the teens. There are players, hell, in the second round that always come back and they're like, wow, that's ends up being a very, very good player. So, I still think you can get something at the number 12 spot. Again, 23 is a little bit different, but I think 12 is a lot different. For Charlotte, they obviously get a good point guard in Mike Conley, and they also get some cap relief in Nicholas in coming, or I guess better cap relief. I guess Nicholas Batum's contract, you get off of it, and it's just a bad contract. And you get someone like Mike Conley, who is, again, his contract's large, but Mike Conley is a really good player. And so as far as player to like what you're paying them, it's a little bit better for them. Also, Mike Conley has that early termination option if they wanted to try to talk him into taking it and becoming a free agent. That could be something they could do. Again, they get something – they get off of Nicholas Batum's contract, but that also – and they get Mike Conley, but also cost them Miles Bridges and the number 12 pick. So, again, that only works if Kemba doesn't come back. If they have any inclination that they're going to be able to sign Kemba Walker, this deal doesn't get done. Let's take a quick break. We will come back, and we will do – two more trades that I like, and they will get to your trades at the end of the show. Welcome back to the show. Make sure you tune into the Locked On NBA podcast, the national podcast for the NBA. The Locked On NBA mock draft is underway. All the local experts are in every single draft room. They're making all the picks for all their teams that they have a podcast for. Jeremy Wu of SI.com is with every player breakdown. Josh Lloyd, Locked On Fantasy Basketball, has a fantasy breakdown. So it's all on Locked On NBA, all at Locked On NBA. So go check it out. It's a great podcast. Even without the mock draft, it's a great podcast. So make sure you check it out every single day. We went over two trades that we thought would work before. Now let's get to two of my favorite trades that I think the Grizzlies could try to pull off. Again, the next one is with Phoenix. Phoenix is going to get Mike Conley and Dylan Brooks. Again, I know we've thought about what Dylan Brooks might be, and that's fine. Dylan Brooks is, I think, a role player in this league, and I've said that for a long time. A good role player, but a role player nonetheless. The Grizzlies in this situation would get T.J. Warren, Tyler Johnson, and the number pick, and the sixth pick in the draft. Now, I know what you're thinking. They're not going to get the sixth pick, but Tyler Johnson has a player option at $19 million. Again, this only works if Tyler Johnson opts in. If he opts out and decides to become a free agent, then it doesn't matter. But Tyler Johnson is not going to make $19 million on the open market. That's what his player option is right now with the Phoenix, is $19 million. So if he opts in, they're going to be able to get off a bad contract, Phoenix will. They're going to be able to get off a bad contract and Tyler Johnson at $19 million, get Mike Conley and Dylan Brooks. Mike Conley is obviously what he is. He's going to be great alongside Devin Booker, would allow him to not have to work as hard for shots. If Phoenix is serious about accelerating their, path back to the playoffs, if they're serious about becoming a contender and not wasting Devin Booker's prime years, Mike Conley is a way to go. The Grizzlies also going to get T.J. Warren, who is a good player in his own right, but is not even starting for the Phoenix Suns. He is a player that is considered, I guess, or a role player out there. So for them, T.J. Warren's a good player. So T.J. Warren would be the prospect. And as we always talked about in these Mike Conley trades, I think the value is a prospect and some type of pick. And I think where they probably hang up on this deal is the pick. Where they probably get hung up is the sixth pick in this year's draft. So I think that's what you ask for, is the sixth pick, because you're still able to get a very good player at the sixth pick from the Suns. You're also giving them one of your quality role players and your superstar, franchise star, Mike Conley. Again, the Grizzlies get TJ Warren. They relieve them of that Tyler Johnson player option of $19 million. And for the Grizzlies, that $19 million comes off the books next year. So it's additional money coming off the books in $19 million. So you basically, you turn Mike Conley into a good player, and hopefully if it's not the sixth pick, maybe it's a pick in the future, an unprotected pick in the future from the Suns. And even then, it's probably still going to be a good pick from them. So you get a pick, you get a player, and you get money coming off the books next year. And again, as we've talked about in the past, not a lot, but we've talked about this a little, that they're going to have a lot of cap room next summer. Next summer, they're going to have a lot of money coming off the books. And so, you know, for them, they need to target a situation where they can either rent out their cap space, or they want to try to sign one of these restricted free agents that's coming up next summer, something like that. So they'll have a lot of money to do that with. Again, I think the hangup becomes on what pick they're able to move. I don't know if the Suns do throw in that sixth pick. I don't know if they do it, even with Conley and Brooks in that situation. But I think that's what you're asking for if you're the Grizzlies. Again, that only works if Tyler Johnson opts into his player option. If he opts out, that doesn't work. They don't have a whole lot of money they can be moving for Mike Conley. Again, I haven't really looked at their cap situation, so I don't know if they'd be able to move Mike Conley into their own cap space or not. But I think if they were able to do that, that would be a huge win. TJ Warren is a very, very good player and would be good for this Grizzlies team. Would be a wing that could play, you could put right into the starting rotation for this team. The last one we'll talk about, and this is probably my favorite one, and this is one that's been talked about a lot, and that's okay. But the Grizzlies will get Miles Turner or Domantas Sabonis, Pacers' choice. Aaron Holiday and the 18th pick this year. I think this is a really, really good trade for the Pacers. They're obviously able to pair Victor Oladipo with Mike Conley, have a very, very strong backcourt. And Miles Turner is a very, very good player. He's a center. He's a young center. He's only 23 years old. Obviously, Domantas Sabonis is a little younger than that. So they're going to have to make a choice on which player they are going to have to commit to long term. Miles Turner is on an $18 million contract now. I mean, it's a lot of money. I get that. But he lines up with Jaren Jackson Jr. I think he's an asset that if you decided you didn't want him in the future, or if he just didn't fit next to Jaren, something like that, you could still move him. The same thing with Domantas Sabonis. I think they're both similar players, and there are similar questions if they can play alongside Jaren, but I think those are questions worth answering. So if you get Miles Turner, you can tell, even if you get Miles Turner or Domantas Sabonis, you can tell Jonas Valanciunas, no thanks. We don't want to pay you $12 million a year. Obviously, again, Miles Turner's, it's a lot of money. I get that. But at the same time, he's a younger player. He's only 23. He's a good player. Someone you can pair up with Jaren and pair up with Ja. And it could be on kind of the same timeline of those guys as they age into 26, 27, 28 years old. And you get the 18th pick this year. And you get Aaron Holiday, who I think is a good player, or has potential to be a good player as well for the Grizzlies. And again, the Pacers get Mike Conley, someone they could pair alongside Victor Oladipo, something they desperately need. And so the Phoenix and the Pacers trades are my favorite trades. I think they get the most bang for your buck from Mike Conley in terms of player, in terms of picks, and you're able to sell that to other teams about what they are getting. And they're not just getting Mike Conley, they're also getting a few different things. For the Pacers, they'd be letting Miles Turner, they'd be getting Miles Turner off their books as well. So they'd have more room to sign Domantas Sabonis when he comes up, things like that. So there are reasons for each team to do those deals. And I think those two deals are probably my favorite. Obviously, we'll see what the Grizzlies do. The draft's coming up this week, so they might do something before the draft. As we've talked about before, I think it'd be wise to wait until after the draft. You can still trade for those players that just got drafted 30 days after they get drafted. So it will be wise to do those deals, I think, in free agency, just because I think some people will miss out on point guards and would consider Mike Conley a better option at that point. We're going to take another break. Coming back, we will talk about the trades you sent in. We'll talk about a few of those and why they may or may not work. welcome back to the show. Let's get to some of the trades that you guys in. I've got four of them. We're going to try to get to those, all four of those in this segment right here. So the Grizzlies, this is one that we've seen tossed around a lot, but this is one I got probably the most suggested from is Grizzlies getting Gordon Hayward, the 14th pick and the 20th pick. Here's the reason that I probably don't think this gets done is because if Miami and Charlotte, if Boston thinks that Gordon Hayward is going to be remotely like his all-star self, they're not trading him. Why would you trade Gordon Hayward? I mean, let's be honest. Gordon Hayward at his all-star levels and highest potential is better than Mike Conley. So if they do trade him, if they do trade Gordon Hayward, he's probably not what he was or probably not very good anymore. And so you then look at Gordon Hayward as basically a bad asset. Basically, you're taking their salary dump asset from the Boston Celtics, and that then you have to look at what does that cost them? What does that cost them to get rid of Hayward's contract? Does it cost them the 14th pick? I've seen the 14th pick traded thrown around. I've seen trying to get our pick thrown around. To be quite frankly and honest, our pick is way more valuable than their 14th and 20th pick. Our pick is way more valuable to them because we're not going to be good the next few years. So why would they want to trade that back to us? But I've seen some combination of picks. So here's the thing is I don't think you're going to get two picks out of the Boston Celtics. I just don't. I don't think they're going to give you Gordon Hayward and two picks. I don't think they're going to give you Gordon Hayward and our pick back. I think if it would most likely scenario would be Gordon Hayward and the 14th pick. And to me, that's just not enough value for Mike Conley when you have other teams that are probably willing to give you players or young prospects and a pick and to be able to use that, you know, possibly to use that to also take an extra salary cap, extra money, things like that, that would allow you to do different things down the road than just get Gordon Hayward and the 14th pick. I don't think the Boston Celtics will do that and give you multiple picks, which for me would be the only way I would do that deal. I'm not taking Gordon Hayward if he's not very good. You know, if you're giving you Gordon Hayward again, in their minds, he's not very good. They know way more about Gordon Hayward's health and what he's gone through than you do as an organization. So for me, if they're willing to give you Gordon Hayward, it's going to cost them more than just one pick. It's going to cost them multiple picks, and I don't think they're going to do that for the Grizzlies. So I don't think that's a good option for the Grizzlies to have Gordon Hayward sitting there alongside Chandler Parsons at a lot of money and just be sitting there. Again, now, for some miracle that Gordon Hayward got back to his all-star self, and you're able to get Gordon Hayward and the 14th pick, and you had All-Star Gordon Hayward. That's a totally different scenario. But that's not the scenario we're dealing with right now. And unfortunately, the scenario you're dealing with is he wasn't very good last year, and we have no idea if he's going to be good again. So that is a scenario you're dealing with. You can't operate under the assumption that he's going to be an All-Star next year because we just don't know. Here's another one: Miami gives you James Johnson, Deion Waiters, number 13th pick, and the 2022nd pick swap. I don't think the Grizzlies do this for them. Again, you're getting James Johnson's 32, Deion Waiters is like 27 or 28. I don't think either one of those players is very good. So the really only value here is the 13th pick and a 2022 pick swap. I don't think that's what you want to do. I just don't. Again, I think you can get far better return from other teams getting a young prospect and a decent draft pick out of those teams than getting James Johnson, Deion Waiters, 13, and the future pick from the Miami Heat. I just don't think that's probably worth it to the Grizzlies when you have other things out there. And you don't want James Johnson. You don't want Deion Waiters. That doesn't appeal at all. They're still on the books for a couple years. That doesn't appeal at all. Here's another one. You get Timothy Mozgov from Orlando, DJ Augustine, Mo Bamba, and a 2021 lottery protected first round pick. I put this in here because I thought it was realistic. I could see some reason why Orlando would do this. Obviously, the Grizzlies get Mozgov and Augustine, who are expiring deals next year. Again, we talk about the idea of cap space coming off the books next year. That plays into that. The idea of them giving up Mo Bamba and giving up on him so early, that would surprise me. And I think it all depends on what you do with Nikola Vucevic this year. If they resign him to a long-term deal and Vucevic is their guy there at center, then you could probably start to talk yourself into the idea of Mo Bamba, them letting him go, because there's just no path forward. You know, with someone right in front of him and someone that's already established themselves as a very, very good player. So you could start to talk yourself into Mo Bamba. If they're able to do that again, I think it's probably still too early for them to give up so early on Obama. Even if they do sign Vucevic back this summer, I still think it's too early. I think they'll probably continue to develop him, because if you develop him and he's still very good, then he can net you more than Mike Conley. I think it's realistic, and this, which is why I included it, but I don't know if Orlando is there yet on Mobamba. And the 2021 lottery protected first, I think that's probably, again, that's fair value. Basically, you're getting, you know, taking that money from them, getting aspiring deals, but you're also getting a pick. But again, you know, maybe you get Mobamba and no pick if they're willing to deal him. Maybe you get Mobamba and a heavily protected pick or a second rounder. Again, I just don't know if they're willing to let go of Mobamba just yet. The last one we'll talk about is the Detroit Pistons, where you get Luke Kennard, Reggie Jackson, and the number 15th pick or a future first pick. I don't love this pick. I don't love this trade, but it is realistic. It is something that would be, it would make sense if they did it. Like if I saw that, I would be like, oh, that's a fair deal, I guess. This really hinges on what you think of Luke Kennard. I don't know if Luke Kennard's a, I think of Luke Kennard the same way I think of Grayson Allen. I just don't know yet. I haven't seen enough. He's a decent role player probably. But I just don't know if he's enough value when they have other things out there for the Grizzlies to be able to do that deal. Reggie Jackson's whatever, he's fine. Not a great player, but he's just salary filler in this trade. And you get the number 15th pick. I think that's probably the best asset out of this trade is the 15th pick. And again, I think with everything that's out there, with everything going on, I think the Grizzlies could probably extract more value from another team besides the Detroit Pistons. Now, if they wanted to talk about multiple picks or something like that, or future picks, or not this year's draft, maybe future drafts, something like that, I think you'd probably get into a better scenario where that might be a more realistic deal. But it's very realistic for the Pistons. It's very realistic for the Grizzlies. It just all comes down to what you think about Luke Kennard, because that's going to be your kind of your young prospect, which we've talked about. Same way that other deal with Grayson Allen comes down to what you think about Grayson Allen, because he's ultimately your young prospect in that trade. And those opinions are obviously very, very greatly for myself, all the way to the Grizzlies organization. They could think highly of those two players, and I can think completely different, but I don't run the organization. So it is up to them what they think about those players, and that can ultimately sway those trades one way or the other because of what they think about those players and what they can ultimately be for that organization. Thanks again to tuning in for today's podcast. Again, this has been Locked On Grizzlies, Tuesday episode of Locked On Grizzlies. The draft is coming up. We'll have all that coverage this week for you guys. I'll be at the draft room down at the FedEx Forum. So we'll have all that audio from the draft coming up this week as well when the Grizzlies make their pick. So stay tuned for that. Make sure you go like and subscribe to the Locked On Grizzlies podcast, wherever you get your podcasts from, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, wherever you get it from, just make sure you go subscribe so you don't miss an episode. If you have a moment, please go rate and review this show and Apple iTunes. It really helps the rankings. It really helps us move up the charts. So I would appreciate that. If you still don't know where to go after all that, just go to LockedOnGrizzlies.com.